94.7 KMCH, part of the day we like to call guest of the day, part two. I don't have one. I don't have two. I have three esteemed guests, visitors, luminaries of the community, if you will. Pat Becker's here. Shirley Rempt is here. Sue McCormick is here. Hello, friends. How is everybody this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a
I love that esteemed.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have a calendar, one of them fancy word of the day calendars. I try to slip it in everyday conversation.
Well, thank you for slipping it in.
A rather auspicious occasion to have you all three here this morning. Big Friday coming up. We've got the Delaware County Relay for Life going on. I've got the purple paper in front of me. Purple, of course, the color for Relay for Life. And you guys are all wearing bright colors this morning. You got your yellows and your oranges on. And then I'm over here looking like a little ragamuffin wearing a blue shirt, not matching the group at all. But tell me a little bit about what is going on as you guys get ready this week for the big night on Friday.
Well, I guess I'm speaking
first. Don't all talk at once.
I know, exactly. Well, okay, American Cancer Society's fundraiser, Relay for Life, we're doing this year in Delaware County. We've done it every other year, the even-numbered year, since 1998. So I guess you do the math.
I was going to make you do the math. Okay. I thought about it. I'm like, no,
Justin wasn't around then.
No. Oh, that's true.
Well, I was born, but I wasn't here. So
so I believe it's our 13th relay, okay. I guess. So, yes. Yeah, every other year since 98. We hold it at the Manchester, in Manchester, at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. It's going to be this Friday, June 24th, from 5 to 11 p.m.
Is this one of those? Now, this used to be was it always like a shortened event, or did you guys used to go through the night for this?
I don't remember. I was asleep.
No, we used to go all night.
Why don't you come host this show? Your jokes are better. Come do it.
Yes, we used to do it from 7 at night until 7 in the morning. And over the years, we have found that we cannot do that anymore.
Nor do you want to.
Nor do we want to. Actually, I think they really enjoyed it because a lot of them camped out overnight. But they also come up and still have a good time. We're there from 5 to 11, all kinds of things going on throughout the night, which Shirley will fill in.
See, you can tell used to work in radio because she's talking about the mics and she talks and looks right at you. That's what we call a handoff
Our team recruitment chair.
Hi, everybody. I hope everyone comes out. I hope the weather's great. We'll start our night out at 5 o'clock, and we will have the food stand is going to be the Foods Here Mobile with Wayne Timberman. He will have tenderloins, walking tacos, hamburgers, and hot dogs. So come on out and eat some supper and have some fun. And then we'll go, the kids' games will start at 5:30, and that goes from 5:30 to 6:30. And then that's when the survivors will start gathering for the, a survivor gathering party. We'll be setting that up outside this year, so they'll be able to find us easily, and hopefully, again, the weather is good.
Let me ask you this. I don't want to be, jinx it, so I'm going to preface this by knocking on wood. Let's say weather happens. Is there a backup plan? Are we going over to Pat's backyard and just running laps? What are we doing?
If it rains... A nice rain.
Okay.
Let's say a nice rain. We will move things inside to buildings. Jeannie has been very helpful up at the fairgrounds to make it that available. So if we can't be outside, we can move all this stuff inside.
Okay.
Of course, if it's a bad, bad storm night, which it did, can't remember how many years ago, but we had to just get everybody off the ground.
And we just go meet at the bar is what we do.
Well, I think some of them did. I don't think I was invited.
I think you organized it, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
So I just wanted to get that out of the way just in case.
Just in case.
Just because we know it's that time of year of everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking through the events here. And Marv Waterhouse, here's a guy who, people know that. He should be sitting in this chair, not me, to be completely honest with you. But he's going to be kind of your MC who's been doing it for years. You're going to have live performances Carissa O'Connell is going to be singing some music. It's just kind of a fun night, ladies, but it is a very poignant and meaningful night because this is a fundraiser. At the end of the day, you're raising funds for this.
Correct.
That's right. The important thing is, of course, to continue these types of, is that a proper, I guess it was, wasn't it?
It works for me.
It works for you? Okay. I wanted to check my English professor over here.
It's like the Statler and Waldorf of radio over there. It's fantastic.
So. Anyway, it still comes down to we need money for research, mm-hmm. and that's what this type of fundraiser is used for, is to do that research. And of course, with COVID a couple years ago, a lot of those programs, they still want to support those, and they've committed to them. Mm-hmm. So whatever monies we raise goes basically for research. And of course, because of research, we are able to have a survivor's
absolutely
evening, where absolutely. You have 70, 80 here in Delaware County will come and celebrate.
And Shirley, I'm going to turn to you again just for a brief moment. Is it too late to get a team put together, or has that time passed, or can people still
no, they can still
come
form
night
a
of?
Team. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Yep, they can still form a team. We have 17 teams already formed, and they've been out doing some fundraisers. But no, you can certainly have a team last minute, put some people together, you know, try to do some fundraising, or just do some fundraising up there. Mm-hmm. We have things that they can do that money will go toward their team, like the silent auction. We're going to have a live auction. That money doesn't go toward their team, but mm-hmm. the silent auction projects do. And then the luminary money also goes toward their team total. So, but they can still form a team and raise some money.
And luminary, let's talk about that too, because I know that there are going to be certain points of the evening that are long-held traditions, like the survivor's lap and everything, and the lighting of the luminaries as well. Mm-hmm. I know it's a big part of what's going to be happening on Friday night too.
The luminaries, I think, is probably one of the most special, mm-hmm. besides the survivor party and the survivor lab, because we're all there for our survivors. But our luminaries are lit bags, for anyone that doesn't know what that is. And we line them around the track, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful ceremony. And it's for those who have lost their fight to cancer, and also those who are still here fighting the fight. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. Their names are on the bags, and those luminaries can be purchased up till 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Friday night.
You realize if we let that go on the air, somebody would have been in this studio 3 minutes from now correcting us, right?
Yeah,
racing in like cartoon speed,
yep,
right there at that
7
door.
7 o'clock. We do encourage, though, that the luminaries, if you want to fill out a luminary form and hand that in early so we can get those bags done, you can pick up the luminary forms at Bremy Drug, mm-hmm. or the courthouse.
And we've got some here,
yes,
too.
Yes, and at KMCH.
ASAP.
Yes.
Yes, we like them to get in as soon as possible so that we're not filling everybody's out that night.
Yeah.
But you can purchase
the last thing
them.
You need is more work to do, yes, on Friday night,
yes,
when you're already running an
absolutely
event. Pat and Sue, I'm going to turn back over to you guys. What is
finally
it about the... You know what? Here's the button. You hit it. This is a labor of love,
gosh,
for you guys. Now, was that directed to me or to you? That's what I was trying to
do. I don't know.
Take it how you want it.
No, this is a labor of love. I know that, and I know the radio station has been proud to be a part of it for years. Doing this every 2 years, it's not only a fundraiser, but it's kind of a reunion as well, where you get a chance to get everybody together again, you know? And, mm-hmm. and God knows we've had a rough 2 years, every single one of us, but this 2022 edition, I think, is going to have even more special meaning this year, wouldn't you think?
That's a neat way of putting it, Justin. I'm impressed, really.
Thank you. Yeah. Every once in a while, a little genius comes shooting out.
It's
so.
Not from some of, never mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just thinking about it last night. Pat and I are co-chair of the Entertainment and Activities Committee and Facilities and Logistics. Mm-hmm. But we have the best committee, the best crew, and they all have their little expertise they work on. You just tell them what you want, and they go do it.
Yeah.
So their heart is really in this. Mm-hmm. And we've had good committee. We've had, our board has been great committee, and everybody has their expertise, the sponsorship, the luminaries, mm-hmm. you know, and the survivors. It's a great group, and I would really miss working with these people.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and we don't know what the future holds. Some of us are aging out.
Not you guys, though.
Well,
no.
Some of them.
You're
talking
about the old people, not you guys. No.
Some
no.
of them are aging out, and it's just getting tougher and tougher to do it, and yet we want to do it, our heart's in it, to do it for the survivors especially.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but also, speaking of survivors, we want them to get their survivor shirts on and come up early, if they can, like at 5, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To the fairgrounds, and we want to take their picture. So even if they don't have this year's Survivor shirt, then put on another Survivor shirt they have had from the past. We're going to take their picture and put it on a special board to honor the survivors.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So to kind of wrap this all up in a nice, neat little bow here, be there, fairgrounds, starting what time on Friday?
It'll start at 5 o'clock and go to 11. And just a shout out quick to Bill Stock is our kind of headline singer for the evening, along with, you had mentioned earlier, Carissa O'Connell, and we also have Karen and Laura Siebert, beautiful singers, either together or single, and then Kathy Warner. And if you have not heard Kathy sing, you need to hear her.
I heard her on the phone earlier this morning.
When she
sings. She won tickets.
Did she really?
She did.
And they better not be for Friday night. I heard that, and I thought,
I know! I thought it, too!
I know it. I thought, Kathy, you got other things to do Friday.
Well, if she doesn't show up, we know where to get her now, don't we?
And she does our special song for the evening when the survivors are walking with their support team, and she sings "You'll Never Walk Alone."
I love that song.
It's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful time. It's just a great gathering and a live auction. Real quick.
Yes.
Can we real quick?
Please do.
The three items for the live auction is a ESCA 400 Farmall pedal tractor.
Oh.
It's donated by John Bloom out of Colesburg. It's a collector's. That'll be one of the live auction. And then a 75 by 60 inch quilt that was done by Pam Carroll. And it's in pinks and blacks and Ryan. And then we also have this painting that's coming from
by Daniel James. He has a Daniel James studio out in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Yay. But he's kind of a local boy. Pat Cole Stuckenschneider is his mother. So he's a local boy out of Cedar Rapids. And he's a famous painter. He donated this painting. It's like 16 by 20. And it's a grizzly bear looking eye to eye with a chipmunk. And it's so cute. The grizzly is not showing up the chipmunk. They just have a connection between them. It's called Grizz and Chip. So those are our three live auction items. And Marv will be doing the auctioning. Go figure.
Well, he's a professional, I would hope.
You'd
have him do that.
Exactly.
And don't forget who's going to be our DJ for the night.
Yeah.
My partner,
caller nine.
The guy in blue who didn't get the bright t-shirt memo.
So
Justin, at 5:45,
you
talked about Bill Stock.
Yes.
So he's going to do a set
for
like 45 minutes to an hour. So please come up early and be
bring a lawn chair, come have supper and everything.
We want everybody to come and bring a lawn chair. You don't have any connection with cancer, but who doesn't, you know?
Exactly.
But please just come and hang out, eat, sing, listen to music. And at 5:30 to 6:30 is kids games, and 5:30 to 6:30 is the survivor gathering.
All right, Pat and Sue, any final thoughts from you guys?
I just had one thing to add.
I'm getting angry.
I'm sorry.
Down,
I jumped in. Jeez. I'm so sorry.
You go wait out in the parking lot. Come on. We should just do this for 4 hours. I think that's what we... So are you guys good before she goes?
I guess.
Surely.
I just wanted to let everybody
know. Good to see you come in.
When did you get here? Thanks. Just wanted to let everyone know that there's going to be some teams selling things at their campsites or their fire sites. Some food items, some ice cream, some bars, some... There will be one team doing pop, one team doing water, candy bars, snack mix. Yeah, iced tea.
Gotcha.
So there's going to be some teams selling some things around the track also.
There you go. And it's all going on at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Come on by. You can't miss us. I mean, we're going to be all set up right there. Listen for the sweet sounds, music, and people walking around.
We need to give our theme, though, before we go.
Please do.
I want to say first, Shirley is on our total committee for the whole thing. She's also on Pat's and my entertainment and activity committee. So she's doing
wind her up and let her go. That's what we're going to do. Just give her a microphone.
It's amazing. Yeah. We got to get out of the way.
And a special thank you to KMCH.
Yeah.
You have done, over the years, have been so supportive of the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life, and have always come up to help us present it to the public.
I'm looking forward. It's going to be a fun Friday night.
And
should weather happen, we'll keep everybody up to date because we don't want to miss out on the theme, which is
Picture a Cure.
We didn't even rehearse that. That was the best part of this whole thing. So
we're good.
Pat, Sue, Shirley, thank you guys so much for being here. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday and seeing you there as well. Part of the fun and part of our summer of exciting things going on right here at KMCH.